I'm Rhett.
And I'm Link.
And we're the hosts of the podcast Ear Biscuits. We're just two lifelong friends who've been talking about life for a long time.
From being dads to businessmen to all the random things we experience, nothing is off limits.
And now we're talking to you. We're answering your questions, giving advice that you may or may not want to take, and listening to your hilarious stories.
So leave us a voicemail to be part of the show at
1-888-EARPOD1 on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, a lot of those guys, this is an experience. Broderick's background was different than the three guys we drafted last year. Those guys had played a lot of college starts. And again, I know Broderick is a terrific athlete for a tackle. And he was forced to play right. And then just the kind of three-man competition we had with Dan playing left only. And then obviously Troy being a rookie. And then obviously Troy got hurt. So he ended up, Broderick ended up playing right tackle. He feels like he's a natural left. We've been able to kind of settle that down. I think both those guys have done a nice job.
Arthur Smith talking about the tackles. Both guys have done a nice job and detailed what Broderick Jones has gone through in his early Steelers career, his early NFL career. We've asked the question, do you feel better or worse about the Steelers now that training camp is over? We're not probably going to learn all that much in preseason game number 3 coming up on Thursday, but I believe Mike Tomlin talks today and will tell us who's going to play, who's not going to play. I wouldn't expect to see any of the big-time guys out there. I made a little 3-column list during the break, Dorm. Things I feel better, worse, and the same about coming out of camp. And it actually makes me feel a little bit better because the thing I feel worse about is the running game, as we detailed in the last segment. I do feel better about the tackles. I feel better about quarterback, but it's kind of confirmation bias. I thought that Rodgers would come in and look good, but it's more about what you've heard about him, the man.
Yeah.
And Art Rooney II on the TV broadcast with Pomp and Charlie was talking about what a great guy Rodgers has been and how much he loves football. So I'll go slightly better, I guess, at quarterback. Feel better about the secondary. Feel better about tight end because Darnell Washington has been good. And I think I feel better about the defensive line. Because I always felt good about Derek Harmon, but Wyatt Black has really opened eyes. The only thing I wrote down that I feel worse about is running back in the running game. I feel the same about wide receiver.
Okay.
Because Roman Wilson has been good, but we haven't seen Calvin Austin. And we'll get into Gabriel Davis's visit a little bit later on in the show. I feel the same about inside linebacker. I tried to fight.
Oh, Lord.
I choked on sin. Now I'm seeing stars. I tried to fight through it. I really couldn't breathe there. That was tough.
I saw
you. Oh, I am beat red, I see, on the YouTube stream.
Jeez.
I feel about the same at inside linebacker. In safety, I feel the same because I got questions, but I've been pleasantly surprised by Juan Thornhill.
Yeah, same.
So the only thing I feel worse about is the running game, but there's a trickle-down effect. If you can't run the football effectively, then you're not going to be able to do the things, the passing game you want, the play action, all that fun stuff. So I'll still knock them down a peg from 11 wins to 10 wins, but that's really the only thing I feel definitely, definitively worse about is the running game.
I don't know if I feel worse about the running game. It's just the biggest unknown I feel like I have and the biggest question mark I have. Because I know what to expect, and obviously I think that Cam Hayward's going to play this year.
Yes.
You add him to the defensive line. I think Derek Harmon, Wyatt Black, Keanu Benton, I think those guys can handle things. We love the outside linebacker position. We love the inside linebacker position. A lot of depth at both of those. Obviously the D-backs we just talked about. But the biggest question mark for me is running back, then offensive line. And not even receiver. I think that DK Metcalf is going to have a high productive year, but I also fold in the tight ends as being receivers, in my opinion. So, I put that unit as one. I don't really have that big of a question mark. I would love for them to add a number two wide receiver, a legit guy. If DK Metcalf were to go down, they could have that guy step up, be the number one. That's all I'm kind of worried about with that group.
Yeah.
But the biggest question mark definitely is running back for me. And I feel like it's been overlooked a lot. I feel like it's not been talked about because there's so many other toys to be talked about on this team that have joined this team that are going into another year that are, could be valuable pieces. It's like, oh, man, keep forgetting that, you have three running backs that are brand new. or two running backs that are brand new and one a brand new starter.
Me too. I feel the same way about running back now because I thought Caleb Johnson would just hit the ground running. And a lot of times rookie running backs are plug and play. You come in, you got the talent, you play well. And I just wanted to see a little bit more out of him in both these preseason games. And I know he went for 11 and 50 in the last game, but he did it all against backups. And some of this stuff wouldn't have worked, I don't think, against starters. So time will tell there, but I do feel a little bit worse about it.
I'm Rhett.
And I'm Link.
And we're the hosts of the podcast Ear Biscuits. We're just two lifelong friends who've been talking about life for a long time.
From being dads to businessmen to all the random things we experience, nothing is off limits.
And now we're talking to you. We're answering your questions, giving advice that you may or may not want to take, and listening to your hilarious stories.
So leave us a voicemail to be part of the show at
1-888-EAR-POD-1 on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcast.
Let's go to the phones.
Okay.
Cody and Moon, good morning.
Hey, good morning, guys. Would you guys be against trading one of those fourths for Brian Robinson? I heard he's on the trade block for Washington. Or Skylar Thompson in a fifth?
You know what, Cody? I brought that up before the show to Crowley. I was like, you know what? Brian Robinson, he didn't even attend the game last night, and I think he's on the trade block. Like, I wouldn't mind adding him. I don't know what that would take. I don't know what that would look like, who you would have to give up, what you would have to give up. But I definitely did bring that up before the show. So,
you did.
I would be interested in Brian Robinson for sure to add to this running back room.
Yeah, I think we should do that and sign Amari and be done with it. Roll with it, go all in for this year, and see what happens.
Thank you, Cody. Appreciate it. I don't know that they feel like they need to add to the running back room, but I also don't know that they don't feel that way, and they're sort of collecting football cards. I saw a tweet yesterday listing the cap space that every team has available for them in the NFL, and the Steelers have $36 million in cap space. You don't go out and you get DK Metcalf and Jalen Ramsey and Aaron Rodgers and Darius Slay and all the pieces that they've added, Jonnu Smith, and then just enter the season with $36 million in cap space.
Right.
So they're going to spend it.
Mm-hmm.
And I think they'll roll some forward eventually for Cam Hayward. Maybe, I haven't looked at the bonus kind of deal with Chris Boswell, but maybe they'll do the same thing there. And then what, you got $28 million,
yeah, right.
$30 million bucks, yep, still to spend? They're going to spend it. Now, Gabriel Davis is coming back for a second visit. I think that means he winds up being a Pittsburgh Steeler. You and I talked about that before the show, too. You don't bring in a guy twice and sign him.
No.
And the first time, I guess they didn't feel like he was in football shape. He's had a lot of time between then and now to get into football shape. And my guess is that he would be in football shape. We'll break him down a little bit later on in the show. That doesn't feel like the end for me, though.
No.
At wide receiver. It just doesn't. It feels like Calvin Austin III, who I guess did get back out onto the practice field, you want to add some depth there. Ben Skowronek has a toe injury.
Mm-hmm.
Arthur Smith let slip yesterday. So you've got two of your guys that I think were pretty darn near locks to make this roster banged up.
Yep.
Maybe Gabriel Davis is more a depth piece than a piece of the solution.
That's how I see it as. I mean, it's almost a need. You know, you have to go out and get somebody, so might as well check in on Gabriel Davis, a guy that you brought in. And I do believe, like, situations like this, I'm very familiar with. You bring in a guy, he has an injury. That's the reason why he got released. He has an injury. He's kind of out of shape because of the injury. It's like, all right, hey, go get in shape. We'll give you a call in mid to late August. So be ready whenever we give you that call. So I definitely probably 99% believe that they're going to sign
him. I'm with you on that. And I think he's a pretty good player. He didn't have a great year last year. Okay. Before that, a really good complimentary piece. Runs fast, stretches the field, and this matters for Arthur Smith. He'll block your socks off.
Mm-hmm.
You ever seen that? Someone's socks get blocked off.
Shoes.
Yeah, the socks will stay on the foot.
Yeah.
I'm Rhett.
And I'm Link.
And we're the hosts of the podcast Ear Biscuits. We're just two lifelong friends who've been talking about life for a long time.
From being dads to businessmen to all the random things we experience, nothing is off limits.
And now we're talking to you. We're answering your questions, giving advice that you may or may not want to take, and listening to your hilarious stories.
So leave us a voicemail to be part of the show at
1-888-EAR-POD-1 on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.